Mike Flanagan's been a working musician for two decades. His first gig was at a Holiday Inn in Dallas. Then he played in the house band at Antone's in Austin. And for 8 years, he made his Hammond B3 organ growl and purr for the crowds at the Continental Club Gallery. You play a keyboard in Austin, and you rub elbows with the likes of Jimmy Vaughn, Gary Clark Jr., Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and Cat Edmondson. They all play on his debut album. It comes out next Friday, The Drifter. Mike Flanagan joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So, 20 years, what took you so long to release a debut?
Well, people used to ask me all the time, why don't you have a record coming out? Especially in a day and age where everybody seems to have two or three records at least.
And, yeah, whether you're a musician or not, yes.
The waiter has three CDs.
Right, exactly, yeah.
The short answer is I felt like not until now that I really had anything to say. I had gone through kind of a rough spot in my life, but I had a lot of great times during that era along with the rough times. And so I just started writing songs about that. I would write a song and imagine Cat Edmondson singing it.
How convenient. Right? Yeah. I do that too. And I imagine Cat Edmondson reading my, grocery list, but
well, I asked Cat to sing the song and she did, and that started the ball rolling.
Let's not delay and listen to Cat Edmondson singing a song about your daughter.
Nina. Just when I say your name, the stars fall from the sky.
I think there is a lot of tearing over the bagels and cornflakes in America this morning, hearing that. Oh, my word, to hear Cat Edmondson sing a song for your daughter.
She brings the real emotion. I wrote that song. It sounds like a really sad story, but it kind of is. I was living in a one-room garage apartment. It was wintertime, and the heater was out, and it was around Christmas time. I had been used to seeing my daughter and tucking her into bed and seeing her all the time, and I had been separated, and so things had changed. And so I wrote that song. I felt like I didn't have anything to give my daughter at that time in reassurance except that song, which was me trying to tell her that everything was going to be okay.
And you will know, and you will see, it will always be that I love.
So are things okay now?
Oh, great. She's the love of my life, both my children. And she's a senior in high school now, and I'm excited that her song will be heard. But I'm hoping later in life she can put that record on and smile, you know?
Yeah. I want to listen to the duet you do with your friend Jimmy Vaughn, and this is All Night Long. Liner notes say this song is, quote, dedicated to all the working musicians in bars and clubs who play all night long.
That's true. There's a gig that we play at the Continental Gallery here in Austin, and it's 2-hour and 20-minute sets. And Jimmy plays that gig a lot with me. And we sing some on the gig. We sing some songs. We play instrumentals. And I wanted a song that would be just like the gig, which is we sing at the beginning and we play in the middle and we sing at the end. And I wanted it to reflect that. And that song really does. And it reminds me of all the gigs we've played up there. People ask, when's your gig start? How long do you play? And I always tell them, all night long.
All night long.
All the songs of the new album are originals except for the title track, The Drifter.
Folks, this is about a poor boy. Just a simple old country boy.
So this has a kind of growly monologue and vocals and guitar from Billy Gibbons, ZZ Top. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
The devil rode a big black stallion. Traveling in on a cloud of flame.
When I was a kid growing up in Denton, Texas, I one day decided I wanted to get a blues record. So I went down to the little record shop that was next to the Piggly Wiggly grocery store and walked in and I said, I'd like to buy a blues record. And they said, well, we have one. They just had one. And I said, well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And it was Gatemouth Brown meets Roy Clark, and it was called Making Music. Well, I ran home and put that record on, and The Drifter came on with that intro.
So you start riding a black stallion with blood red eyes, flame flying from his nostrils, and call himself the Drifter.
And it scared my pants off. I was so scared listening to that song. So I loved that record as a kid, and then I forgot about that record for decades. Mm-hmm. And I had met Billy Gibbons, which I thought I never would meet Billy Gibbons to begin with, but we struck up a friendship. And so I asked Billy if he had ever heard the song, and he had not. And so I sent it to him, and he loved it, and we went in the studio and cut that song. It's funny, it's come full circle.
Here come the devil.
Mike Flanagan, his debut album, The Drifter, comes out next Friday. He joined us from KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.